Gilberto, GILBERTO, 11-10-88, date of birth, first name, last name, Castillo, CASTILLO. Chief complaint, number one, chills, next number is body ache, next number is congestion, next number is cough, next number is sore throat, next number is increased weight, next number is not feeling well, next number is history of low thyroid, next number is tiredness, next number is arm swelling, next number is leg swelling, next number is palpitation, next number is dizziness, and next number is fatigue. Our patient is a 34-year-old gentleman, executive for Verizon. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days. And the vertigo that goes back to 2 months, period. The paragraph is concerned about his vertigo because he's read that it could be because of TIA and has had a family history of stroke, period. The paragraph, his vertigo lasted over a month or so back in January, but it finally went away. They wanted to do an MRI of his brain, but he refused. Period. New paragraph, medication includes levothyroxine, 125 microgram, went to the past medical problems simply. What is it? No. Surgery, cholecystectomy. Social, he's not married. He doesn't have any children. He works for Verizon. He drinks very little. He doesn't smoke. Family history, positive for hypertension and heart disease in grandparents. Medical review of system as above, COVID immunizations up to date. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He weighs 205 pounds, which has gone up in the past month or two. 126 over 84, 89, 16, 99.1, 98%. Heart positive, one positive to lungs, few ronchi, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft, TMs red, posterior pharynx red, and inflammatory, non-focal, lower extremity, trace edema, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, chronic vertigo. Because of his concern regarding vertigo, we looked at his carotid, which was within normal limits with minimal stenosis. Next number, also because of his vertigo, we looked at his echocardiogram along with palpitation, which was within normal limits. Next number, increased weight. Next number is checked thyroid. Next number, he's been taking 125 microgram of thyroid. Yeah, just to keep checking it at home and let us know. It may be related to not caffeine. Next number, we looked at his thyroid, which shows to be very anemic, which goes along with hyperthyroidism. Next number is otitis media. Next number is his flu test is positive for flu B. Next number is Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Tamiflu added. Next number is rosiglitazone now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now.
The bottom number. Yeah, they're going to call you. I said all your information over myself.
Yes, sir. Next one is palpitation. Next one is as far as arm and leg pain is concerned. I don't see any evidence of DVT or peripheral vascular disease. Next one is fatigue, maybe related to his thyroid. Next one is, once again, I'm rechecking his TSH today. Next one is, has not been very very religious about taking his medication. I told him his thyroid must be taken on a regular basis. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea, especially after looking at his RVH. Next number, he's not interested in his workup. Next number, I'm going to check his testosterone level as well. Next number, check his B12 level, which sometimes can go along in patients with hyperthyroidism at a young age. Next number is, because of prostatidemia, we looked at his abdomen, his prostate, and his liver. He does have fatty liver. Next one is prostate slightly enlarged. Next one is, I talked about diet and exercise. Next one is, we'll call patient with the blood work. Next number, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, multifactorial. Next one is gallbladder, looks good. Next number, he's going to take PPI. PPI over the counter. Okay. Next number will let me, he'll be contagious as far as his flu is concerned for 24 hours. Next number, if any changes not in his condition, he will call me right away and I'll call patient with the blood results ASAP. Thank you.